This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Sharitz and Xiaoning. Now, in the meantime, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to win a majority on his own in India's general election as his party, the BJP, took a commanding lead in the vote. So the BJP has extended its lead to more than 290 seats, almost 20 more than the required 272 seats to form a government. And this was the official Election Commission results as of 11:36 a.m. local time. So to get some insight on into the Indian elections, we have Anwita Basu from the Economist Intelligence Unit on the line. Hey, good morning, Anwita. So were these results in line with your expectations?
They were a surprise on the upside. I think we were expecting BJP to be the largest party in the parliament, but we weren't quite expecting the majority to be this large. BJP have effectively extended their seat count from the 2014 elections, which is quite phenomenal. And we believe a lot of that has happened largely due to the fact that the opposition was extremely disunited and didn't put up the fight that it should have done. And equally, the BJP political arsenal was extremely organized.
And Anwita, what are your key takeaways from this?
So key takeaways would be that, first of all, obviously, in a parliamentary majority, a party with a majority like BJP has a very large, very powerful mandate. So one of the key takeaways would be that we would expect policy stability, which would mean that we'd expect sort of faster reform momentum, continuity of various schemes for businesses and so on. So that's a positive. I think we also need to see sort of rising of, reform around the business environment, around financial sector, the agrarian sector and so on. I think a big negative is around the right-wing movement that drives within the BJP. That's a big concern from a social cohesion perspective, as well as from a security perspective, because this movement has tended to stoke violence among minorities. So yeah, it's a mixed bag, I would say.
Anwita, so just taking a look at Narendra Modi's campaigns from 2014 and now, initially he ran on a platform of instituting development policy and raising economic prosperity. But this time around in his campaign, it seemed to be to mainly centre on a slightly more right-wing Hindu nationalist sort of rhetoric. So do you think this is going to influence Indian policy going forward?
Yes and no. I think there are policies that are particularly around sort of freedom of speech, democracy. There are certain social policies that will be affected by this. Mm. This particular government is quite keen on extending rights for the majority Hindu to the extent that which arguably is deemed unconstitutional, because the Constitution of India says very clearly that it's a secular state. But the right-wing faction is quite keen to sort of define India as a Hindu state, which is concerning and is likely to have impacts on many institutions as well as sort of social policies that currently give rights to minorities. A lot of the rhetoric is fundamentally anti-Muslim. Other minorities would be impacted by, but not as much as Muslims will be, which also is a concern given the region that India operates out of. So yes, it will have an impact. That you can take for sure. To the extent that they will be able to, they will prioritize it is also something that is wait and see, I guess.
What will India's foreign policy approach be, especially with relations with US and China?
So the one thing about India is that, actually foreign policy tends to be fairly constant despite the fact that you have different governments. Even under Modi, foreign policy fundamentally did not change with regards to, definitely with regards to US and China. Obviously, Modi is a bit more pro-US, so the bent towards the US is certainly going to continue. China has always been viewed by India as a bit of a threat, particularly in the South Asian region around its sort of investment muscles through the BRI. But India does not have the capacity to fight back and to speak around the BRI. So
right.
So the policy regarding China is going to remain as is, ceteris paribus. India fundamentally is going to remain have a fairly neutral stance on various issues. One big key thing to look out for would be around India's policy towards Iran. That's something that will infringe on its relations with the U.S.
Thank you so much. And that was Anwita Basu from the Economist Intelligence Unit weighing in on the Indian elections. And these elections took place amid rising concerns about unemployment, protests by impoverished farmers, as well as in the wake of a deadly suicide bombing and military confrontations with Pakistan. So these are all issues that are likely to continue going forward, especially since we have some policy continuity in the form of another Modi government. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.